Well, in studio with me this morning are Nedra Culp and Rebecca Taylor, who are two of the three people who are going to be performing for Springfield Contemporary Theater's Songbook Series, not only this Sunday, but also next Thursday. They've added an additional, this is very unusual for this series, they've added a second performance when center stage theater is dark during their current production. That will be next Thursday, the 23rd. And again, the start time 7 p.m. in SCT Center Stage in Wilhoit Plaza, there at the corner of Robertson and Pershing in downtown Springfield. You know, you call the series a Sunday songbook series, but of course your Sunday performance is sold out. So
Right. This
is for next Thursday. But do you have a specific title for what you're doing on this particular show?
Well, the actual production is called Girls on Fire.
Yeah.
Is what it's called. We came up with that name, Rebecca and I did together. We wanted to name the production something feminine, but masculine in the same sense. And because we, I guess our basic message is that we are girls that are intelligent, beautiful, compassionate. And so we named it Girls on Fire.
Now, all three of you are, the other participant is Chelsea Odom.
Yes.
So basically three of Branson's top female vocalists. Nedra is currently performing as Aretha Franklin in the Legends in Concert show in Branson. Rebecca, what are you doing in Branson?
Right now in Branson, I'm working on this show and at a couple of restaurants around town. So.
And what is Chelsea doing?
Chelsea is one of the main members of the show called ABBA. Thank You for the Music, which is which will be at the Hammer's Variety Theater this year.
So. Well, all right. So you're all having to basically carve out extra time to do this particular thing.
Well, the good thing about the production at SCT is that luckily, we were offered the two shows when we're dark, what we call
sure,
dark.
Exactly.
Neither of us are performing right now. So that's great. So we did have the time to actually get the songs together and rehearse and things like that for this particular show.
Now, I got the impression reading the PR blurb on SCT's website that Girls on Fire has kind of become a regular thing, that it's not just this show for SCT. Are the three of you going to be doing anything else together as a group?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The production, the vision of the production is that this is our career. This is what we're going to do for long term.
There you go.
We do have some other dates coming up. Some I can't name, you know, how that goes.
Yeah.
But
don't want to jinx things.
Yeah. Well, no, not not only jinx things, but you have to dot all your I's and cross your T's first before it's legitimate.
Yeah.
But we do have some other things coming up that we are going to do.
Well, what is the show going to consist of? You're going to be covering a whole huge range of different kinds of musical genres.
Sure. We're going to cover anywhere from disco to R&B to pop. We're doing a big band section as well. So we just want everybody to have a good time, and it's going to be like a party.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have an accompanist or you have pre-recorded music? Or
We do have pre-recorded tracks, and we have a pianist for a couple of sections
okay.
in the show.
Coming from Branson, it's probably not too difficult to get really good pre-recorded tracks.
No, it's not hard at all. And luckily, we know of a gentleman, and he has a catalog that's out of this world. Mm. So a lot of the music that we're doing, everybody will know.
Yes.
Something. Mm-hmm. So, and that was another thing when we were designing the show. We wanted to make sure that was music that everybody would know some one of the songs
right.
at least. So, yeah, we didn't have a hard time with that at all.
Now, Nedra, you're a Springfield native. Rebecca, where are you from?
I'm from Kansas City, so not too far away.
Right. And Chelsea, you know where she's from?
She's a Georgia girl.
Okay. Well, again, the Girls on Fire trio is Nedra Culp and Rebecca Taylor and Chelsea Odom, all from Branson, and they're going to perform basically everything from R&B to big band to disco during their show. Sunday night is already sold out, the 19th, at SCT Center Stage in Wilhoit Plaza, so they've gone to the extraordinary length of adding an additional performance this coming Thursday, the 23rd, at 7 p.m. Again, that's at SCT Center Stage in Wilhoit Plaza. They're on the first floor there at the corner of Robertson and Pershing in downtown Springfield. And that is in between performances of A Raisin in the Sun, which continues through this Sunday at Center Stage. You can call 831-8001 or visit springfieldcontemporarytheater.org for tickets. Ticket prices range from $8 to $15 for these songbook series performances. And again, I wouldn't even bother. I mean, I suppose you could call and see if anybody has turned in tickets for Sunday, but officially Sunday is sold out. So there, and I have a feeling the way things go with SCT, the Thursday performance next week is probably getting pretty threadbare as far as seating.
I would say if you want a stage front seat,
yes,
I would call, because that section is almost sold mm-hmm. out. Other than that, you're going to have to sit on the sides. If you've ever been there, then you'll know what the actual layout of the theater is. But I bet there's probably 10 seats maybe left in the front section. Yay!
Yeah, there you go. Yes, that's exactly what you want to hear, you know, what you want to happen. Of course, in Center Stage, the performers are in the audience's lap and vice versa, so there's not really a bad seat anywhere in that place.
No, there's not. Not really.
So you're bringing a wide range of music. What kinds of musical experiences and training have you had coming into this?
You want to go first? You can go first.
Sure. I've had a lot of training growing up and in college as well.
Right.
And lots of voice lessons, and I'm kind of learning to dance a little bit more these days. We do have some dance moves in the show. So that's my training. What about you, Nidra?
Well, my training is pretty extensive. I studied music performance at Southwest Baptist University. Of course, I started way early in junior high and, state in competitions and things like that.
Did you work with Rosemary up there or?
Rosemary.
The Owens?
No, my teacher in high school was Connie Blue.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody knows Connie.
Yeah.
The Blues. Everybody knows the Blue family. And then I studied music, like I said, and then I fortunately just kind of got taken away out of here in 1993 by Wayne Newton. So I've had a 25-year career of singing on stage professionally.
Right.
And I've been able to do some acting and things of that sort, which you never stop reinventing yourself in this business, because that's how we live. We survive. So with that and
Itself keeps reinventing.
Well,
it,
which is good.
Yeah.
It keeps us all young too. And I one of the things with our group is that we're kind of a requirement is that we all learn how to play an instrument.
Ah, okay.
So I've picked up learning how to play the acoustic, and Rebecca's supposed to pick up the piano and things like that. So
supposed to pick. That's an interesting way of.
She hasn't said anything when she's going to start. She's got to find a teacher. It's hard to find a teacher when everybody's working in Branson.
Yeah,
that's
true.
So
what brought you back here then?
To Branson?
Yeah.
I was in Texas working in a show for 3 years down there in Fredericksburg, right outside of San Antonio. And with that, I'm also my dad's caregiver. And that show closed. And basically, I wanted to know what Dad wanted to do. And he was ready to come home. He's a Missouri boy and Springfield boy. And
right.
So brought him back. And so I thought, with him being up in his 90s, I wanted to be close to him. So that's what brought me back.
You don't look like you're in your 90s.
He is in his 90s. But Branson is where was the beginning of my development as far as an entertainer.
Okay.
And I
so
know.
So you already had history there.
Yeah. I worked there for not quite 14 years.
Yeah.
And I just love the area. I'm from this area, and I know most of those people there, and so it's home for me.
Right.
And I wanted to come back and get involved in the change, because Branson is changing. So I wanted to be. I was hungry for that, and I felt like it was great, and I was excited. So
it was a good opportunity to take at this point in your career. Anything we've left out that you all think?
Oh, you can follow us on Facebook.
Right.
Or at Girls on Fire, that's our handle.
Okay,
so
great.
We would love for you to check out where we're going to be. And
that's a good way to
follow us.
Right,
yeah.
As your bookings continue, then so you have the Facebook page to for people to keep up with you, for the fans to know what you're doing.
You'll find some funny stuff on the page, too.
Right, that's always good. It's got to be entertaining. All right. Well, thanks once again to Nedra Culp and to Rebecca Taylor, and your third partner in crime, Chelsea Odom, isn't here this morning, but you all will be performing Sunday night and next Thursday at SCT Center Stage, and appreciate you coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice.